I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I was noticing as I walked into the studio tonight that it appears that CNN is talking about the violence in this country, denouncing the violence, saying that now violence is something that they're interested in talking about now. They are concerned. It's of concern now. I'm saying, well, Memorial Day until now, it's almost September 1st. Where were they talking about it then? You know, when Jerry Nadler said it was all a myth, remember that? Remember he said it was all a myth, that everything happening in Portland was a myth, everything's a myth? Well, Saturday night it was reported that a member of the conservative and pro-police group Patriot Prayer was assassinated on the streets of Portland. Aaron Danielson, who went by the alias of Jay Bishop to avoid being doxxed by Antifa, was gunned down, according to authorities. Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler, held a press conference condemning the violence and condemning the divisiveness of President Trump, and then proceeded to give a laundry list of how Trump's hate is responsible for all this rather than his inability to lead and stop the violence. Here's a bit of that presser that he did on Sunday morning.
Thank you, Tim. This afternoon, my heart is heavy. My heart goes out to the family and the friends of the man who was killed last night on the streets of our city. I mourn with you. I'm going to support the police chief and the district attorney in apprehending and holding accountable those who are responsible for the homicide last night. I stand here with the police chief and the district attorney to again denounce the violence. The tragedy of last night cannot be repeated. All of us must take a stance against violence. And it doesn't matter who you are or what your politics are, we have to all stop the violence. For those of you saying on Twitter this morning that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away. You, of course, have a constitutional right to be here, but we're asking you to stay away and work with us to help us de-escalate this situation. And Portlanders, I'm asking all of us to do our part, too. One death is one death too many. Join me in denouncing all violence. Let's pull together in the name of peace and humanity. We don't always have to agree, but we've long done so without violence. That's part of what makes this nation strong. Let's end this long, hard summer and come together and work to support and lift each other, not tear each other apart. President Trump, for 4 years, we've had to live with you and your racist attacks on black people. We learned early about your sexist attitudes towards women. We've had to endure clips of you mocking a disabled man. We've had to listen to your anti-democratic attacks on journalists. We've read your tweets slamming private citizens to the point of receiving death threats. And we've listened to your attacks on immigrants. We've listened to you label Mexicans rapists. We've heard you say that John McCain wasn't a hero because he was a prisoner of war. And now you're attacking Democratic mayors and the very institutions of democracy that have served this nation well since its founding. Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? It's you who have created the hate and the division. It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have. And it's you who claimed that white supremacists are good people. Your campaign of fear is as anti-democratic as anything you've done to create hate and vitriol in our beautiful country. You've tried to divide us more than any other figure in modern history. And now you want me to stop the violence that you helped create. What America needs is for you to be stopped so that we can come back together as one America while recognizing that we must demand that all people, black, brown, white, every color, from every political persuasion, pull together and hold all people accountable in stopping racism and violence, and we together are peaceful again under new leadership that reflects who we really are. We the people.
You don't have to be biased or unbiased to tell that what Ted Wheeler did in his press conference was wrong. He was there to condemn the violence of a man that was shot and killed in the streets of Portland, and he no sooner said what he said than he was using the corpse of that young man to basically give a laundry list of what he thought of President Trump and how he hated President Trump. And this is something that I sat there and I said, how dare you? How dare you use this moment for your own political gain, Mayor Wheeler? I mean, you are the lowest of lows. You are the lowest man. You are not even a man, because you could not give one moment of tribute to that person who was killed. You could not. You said you felt the pain. You said we need to unite. And then what do? You go down a whole laundry list of all the horrible things that Trump has done. Yeah, okay, acknowledged. But you know what? It wasn't appropriate at that moment to do so. And so I don't know. I just cross my... I shake my head and I worry. I wonder about Portland. I wonder about, you know, just what, you know, people think of this. And I know a lot of people just don't like him. Joe Biden left his basement skipping over Kenosha. He stopped in Pittsburgh, where he attempted to flip the script on President Trump yet again, talking about the violence and not blaming it on the left wing, but on the right wing.
The job of a president is to tell it straight from the shoulder, tell the truth. To be candid, to face facts, to lead, not to incite. That's why I'm speaking to you today. The incumbent president is incapable of telling us the truth, incapable of facing the facts, and incapable of healing. He doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat, and he's stroking violence in our cities. You know, this is a tragic fact of the matter, that about his perilous hour, that how he's dealing with this perilous hour in our nation. And now we have to stand against violence in every form it takes. Violence we've seen again and again and again, of unwarranted police shooting, excessive force, 7 bullets in the back of Jacob Blake, knee on the neck of George Floyd, killing of Breonna Taylor in her own apartment, violence of extremists and opportunists, right-wing militias, the senseless violence of looting and burning and destruction of property. I want to make it absolutely clear, something very clear about all of this. Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted. Violence will not bring change. It will only bring destruction. It's wrong in every way. It divides instead of unites, destroys businesses, only hurts the working families that serve the community. It makes things worse across the board, not better. No, it's not what Dr. King or John Lewis taught, and it must end. Fires are burning, and we have a president who fans the flames rather than fighting the flames. But we must not burn. We have to build. This president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in this country. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it. You know, he may believe mouthing the words law and order makes him strong, but his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is.
And saying this makes you look very out of touch, Joe. especially when a young man was killed in the streets of Portland. And you want to bring up Breonna Taylor, you want to bring up George Floyd. I mean, that's all old news. I mean, it's been around since May, and of course, it's very important news. But you bringing it up again in the light of something that happened where it wasn't a militia or right wing that killed a young man in Portland. You understand? It's like passing the buck again, blaming the president only because your base is actually wondering when you're going to get your head out of your south end and figure out when the violence is going to be talked about, you see? And so Biden's comment was, do you feel, this is so obviously political. This is political maneuvering. It's from a script. He says, do you feel safe in Trump's America? Do you feel safe? Look, he should be asking if Oregonians or those in Kenosha feel safe in a progressive-led city and state. See, Biden defended himself from growing charges. He's soft on left-wing looting, rioting, and arson, basically besieging the U.S. cities, by trying to make it seem like white nationalists, white supremacists, and right-wing militias are behind the civil unrest. And while we've seen white nationalists, white supremacists, and others conducting their horrible business in Charlottesville, he's not acknowledging that there are various factions fighting the war in America, that as the leaders of the various states are unwilling to govern, President Trump will have no choice but to take military action that will bring about a full-on police state against an apparent insurrection. This is not Trump's America. This is Dark Triad America, where those with the worst traits are pushing the color revolution, and the vigilante justice will be the answer, which will lead to an uncivil war by the numbers. And this is how it is. What is it that Kamala Harris says? This is what leadership looks like? Oh my God, really? 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.